Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. I didn't want to, but I'm going to have to do a business loan. I just pretty much put up the application that was sent to me.
Okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the mailer that you received from us?
Oh, yes.
Could you repeat that back to me? And then that would allow me to pull up the information that we have on your business.
Okay. 2511.
Okay.
Then it's a dash. 4201.
Got it.
Dash 0016.
Okay.
Dash 6573.
6573. Okay. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
How are we doing today? My name's Zach, by the way.
Well, not good. I've just been figuring out our budget and everything. It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, good know? Lord. So
yeah,
I'm speaking.
Like I need some help here.
Okay. And I'm speaking with, I'm sorry.
My name is Joe Perez.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And Joe, we just got a new phone system 2 weeks ago. I've experienced a couple drop calls here and there, which has kind of freaked me out. Is there a good number that I could reach back out to you if, God forbid, the call were to drop?
Well, it's 512-743-6256.
6256. Oh, great. Thank you. I had a couple calls drop earlier this week, and I could not reach back out to the customers. I was freaking out. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to confirm a little bit of information that we do have on file for you. Is your business still located at the 1706 23rd Street address in Galveston, Texas?
Yes, 77550.
Perfect. And then the classification of the business. Are you guys a proprietorship, partnership, LLC, S-Corp?
Oh, we're a corporation.
Okay. Would that be a C-Corp or an
S-Corp? It's under, it's called Just Me Incorporated.
Okay. And that's
and
a C-Corp?
The DBA is 23rd Street. I'm sorry, what, sir?
And was that a C-Corp or an S-Corp?
What do you mean a C-Corp?
Oh, there's two different... Okay, there's two different classifications of a corporation. It's not that super important. We can figure that out later on. I'll just put you as a corporation for now.
I have it listed on my charter and everything. It's a corporation.
Excellent, excellent. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs, and if I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay. Now, I did get a... looks like 2 months ago I did a loan with, I think it's called Nations Funding, and but they take a good chunk of amount almost daily out of my revenue, and then looking at that, when they hit it, boy, it runs all my bills short.
Okay, so that was
That was only for 5 months, but boy, coming out that much a monthly, it's going to kill me.
Gotcha. What was the amount that you had originally taken out with? Is it national funding, you said?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what was the original amount that you had taken with them?
$14,000, but it ended up, I think the total amount was like, national funding.
Uh-huh. And then what was the total payback on the 14? Do you know?
Around 20-something, about $20,000.
Okay.
Of course, you can be paid early, and then, of course, that would take all of that interest.
Right. So what are they taking out daily? Or is it off of your credit card sales?
Under credit card sales, it's coming out like 171.
Okay. Do you remember the percentage that they had allotted daily for that? Like the percentage of the sales?
No, it wasn't proof. Let me look here.
Okay.
Looking at the contract here.
So, Joe, what kind of business are you guys in?
Well, it's a bar.
Oh, you're a bar. Oh, awesome. One of my favorite places to be.
Even though I don't drink, but I own a bar. They kind of fell into me, and they were in big debt at the time. I assume they're dead.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so we've been going pretty good, been paying our bills and everything, but
right.
We're just running a short, and I've been in the hospital the last month here.
No. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm getting back to Aruba thing, but then I'm looking through paperwork and everything, and like, oh boy, I need an accountant or CPA or something. that's one of them. And then, of course, our taxes are behind.
Okay.
Well, they will be behind after this month.
Gotcha. Hey, Joe, was there a dollar amount that you guys were looking for to, I know that you would want to pay off national funding and then maybe have net some additional capital for operational expenses.
Probably 100 would probably take care of national funding and then our bank loan, which is only probably around 23,000 now, and get that out of the way.
Okay.
You know, and then of course have some working capital and, I just built a bar in the outside patio area.
Okay.
And of course, the weather this year here has been very, very hot. And
yeah.
And people inside. So now that it's starting to get cool, I have to use, you know, that back patio, which is now two bars now. The back patio will hopefully should bring in some revenue.
Okay. And you said, so
we,
I
completely switched the bar into a more of a sports bar type.
Nice.
And the football games are starting to pick up really good.
I was just about to ask.
Like this weekend we should do, this weekend we should do pretty good. You know,
yeah, I was about to ask for Saturday and Sunday.
Money for the buffet and, you know, and the alcohol, of course, to have
it. Nice.
Have better alcohol than anybody else, you know.
Excellent. Hey, so is the loan with national funding, is that the only working capital loan that you have currently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, besides the other loan with the bank.
Okay.
Which was the original loan that we got started out to be, I think, $35,000.
Okay, so that was that was an SBA loan, a small business loan?
No. It was just, we use assets on my co-partner who owns 24.5. He put up $35,000 worth of his CDs that he had.
Oh, okay. So collateralized. Gotcha.
But but since then he's pulled a lot of it out of it. I think he's down to about whatever the loan is, $23,000 now.
Okay. As it whittles down, he's kind of pulling out the assets from it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, is there an immediate need for this? Are you just in the preliminary stages of doing research?
Oh, no, I really need immediate, pretty much, because I should be doing okay. Of course, my bank loan note was due today. That's what kind of got me a little scared. I've never been late on my loan, and tomorrow I'll probably end up being late.
I understand. Okay. Let me give you a breakdown.
I was thinking I had enough, but then all of a sudden when I saw all these days, the whole week, 175, 171, 100, you know, all of them accumulated, and then wham, and of course, other things. Our electric bill is way up. It should start going down a little bit.
Air conditioning. You're running air conditioning.
Water has gone up. You know, everything, all these utilities is what's going to kill me. But our lease is only $1,200 a month.
Oh, that's not bad. Expensive. That's very reasonable.
And that's good for another 3.5 years.
Excellent. Hey, so I just wanted to let you know about our working capital program. It's based off of the sales from the year previous, and we're able to lend, 10 to 12% of that to use as you see fit, pay down debt, operational expenses, mm-hmm. Things of that nature.
Well, we don't own the land. We rent.
That's okay.
Well, I only own the business. Okay.
No problem there. Would you happen to know what the business did in sales last year by chance?
Oh, yes. Let's see. Last year we did a fairly good year for the first year.
Uh-huh.
And even after peak season, we started out going pretty strong. We did have a few months that I was also having surgery. A couple of months back, I think it was like late middle June all the way to end of August, and then, all of a sudden, I got well again, and then surgery was all pretty much done and everything, and I went back full force, and then we started picking up again, and then we've been going pretty good, and so.
Well, thank God for football season.
Yeah, all bad, and we have good weekends. And I mean, the bar's real clean, and it's pretty new, and we got a good clientele. But we do kind of have lost a little bit of business because we were having smoking, but we're going to start no smoking.
So oh, nice!
That will bring a better clientele, better.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Which starts this, in fact, this Saturday. We're going no smoking. Everybody seems
good for
to
you
be
guys.
More up for it. So, yeah, because you know, even though I invested in some smoke eaters and stuff, I took care of the smoke room, but not you know, never does a lot. So.
Yeah, it seems like it's like there's more of a health conscious kind of a crowd out there now. So, I you know, I know people want other people smoking around them while they're trying to enjoy themselves. So that makes sense.
Well, a lot of cities here in Texas are non-smoking in the bars and restaurants, but that for some reason, it's, Galveston County, which is Galveston, they've always been able to fight the smoking ban thing.
Oh, wow.
Or no smoking ban. So they're still smoking.
Gotcha.
No restaurants. So.
Yeah, that would be weird. so do you, did you know what you did in sales last year, Jose? Or Joe, I'm sorry?
Yes, it's $176.20.
And that was for the year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But so, I do understand that we were only in operation 10 months.
Okay. You know, based off that number,
with a liquor and everything, I think pretty much opened February 4th of 2015.
Okay, so based off that number, how do you figure your sales to be this year? Do you think they're going to be able to do a little better than that, or?
Yeah, I think so. I think once we pick up like this month, I think we will. And with the cooler weather, I think there's still. A lot of times, you know, it is seasonal, but last year after around September and this time, because the weather gets nice and cool, September, October, you know, this year is supposed to be a longer summer, in fact, or a cooler fall.
Yeah.
And longer, more summer type of thing. you know, so we figure we should do better, especially with this patio now.
Okay, so, you know, based off the number of the sales, to be honest with you, it could probably get you, you know, 17,000 to maybe 25, because again, it's you know, 10 to 12% of your sales, and I'm not sure, would that be helpful to you? I mean, you might be able to pay off the national funding loan and net a little bit extra, but I just don't want to create a, you know, a burden on your business.
Yeah, but what would that take out of us out of a month time?
See, I don't know. We would have to look at... some bank statements and the tax
return. How many years are we going? Years? Are we going months? Or
so
they got me at 5 months, and that's what was killing me. I mean,
gotcha.
I charged say for you know $20,000 in 5 months. You know, that's a lot of our revenue.
Right. So basically, I would push for it the longest term possible for you. You know, hopefully upwards of a year, or perhaps even a little bit longer than that.
Oh well, I was looking here. Well, of course, you know. Here it says unsecured loan up to 3 years.
Yes. You know, those are circumstances where, you know, the business is making upwards of $3 to $4 million a year and, you know, credits above 720. So there are some, you know, stipulations there to qualify for that. You know, I feel confident that I could definitely get you longer than 5 months. I'm thinking more of on the terms of a year to potentially, you know, 14 to 15 months. But I'm just not sure if that would be a good fit for you. Would that be helpful or?
Well, what did you kind of figure that probably we're doing with national funding?
I'm sorry, what's that?
With national funding.
Okay.
I told you it was about $171 a day.
And would they, if you were to pay that off, would they offer you any sort of early payment discount?
Well, of course, you save on all the interest.
Okay.
And we've been already paying on that loan for a couple months already.
Okay, so you know what we could do is just my thought process is this: is we get that loan paid off for you for national funding, and they forgive that interest, so you could net a little bit extra for some operational expenses, maybe pay off some more debt. But you know, we can extend that.
Well, the main thing I'm concerned is about the taxes.
The taxes, okay. Gotcha.
Have a little bit extra for payroll and. Right now, I'm running almost a skeleton crew.
Okay. Yeah. You
I've
know,
done my payroll a lot in the past weeks here.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I do need more employees.
Okay. Hey, what's a good email address for you? I'd like to shoot you out some information along with our application. You know, it's a real quick process, and we could turn around and have feedback for you in 24 hours if I were to receive your information
back
today.
Well, I filled out the business loan application already.
Oh, you did? Okay. I will check that out. I could send you an app. Excuse me.
No, I haven't sent it to you yet, but I can email it to you.
Perfect. Perfect. What is your email address? Because I will send you an email with the other items that we would need, because we'd want to look at some bank statements as well and the tax return actually crunch some numbers for you. So what's a good
email?
Well,
that's another one that I need. I need to hire an accountant to do my taxes.
Aha. Uh-huh. You know okay. I mean?
That's really my priority. One of my priorities for it, you can help me with my taxes and everything else, get caught up here.
Gotcha.
I do everything right now. Well, I'm the manager, I'm the owner, I do all the work, but yeah, I'm one person doing a lot of the hats. So
you're wearing a bunch of hats right now.
Yeah, and I can't afford that.
Gotcha. Hey, so what's that good email?
I got my taxes, I got to do all that stuff.
What's a good email?
What's a good email?
Yeah.
Dano@austin@yahoo.com.
@austin@yahoo. So I'm going to send you an email with the other the list of the other documentation that we would need, along with my direct dial. So if you have any questions gathering that, you can just reach out to me directly. I am here to help you out.
Okay, let me.
And then
I'm cleaning up paperwork and trying to get all my paperwork together so I can put it into like Quicken's or something and get more of a profit and loss here so I could take it to an accountant.
Gotcha.
Or a CPA, I'm talking about, not just an accountant. Let's see. Okay. What's your name?
My name's Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
Okay. No last name?
Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Okay.
And, I'm going to shoot you an email right now, and again, my contact information will be on there if you want to give me a call directly and my email address or fax or any way you want to send that over will all be on there. And again, you know, as quickly as you can get it back to me, we can have some feedback for you inside of 24 hours. So going into the weekend, you could know that there are some options there for you, or, you know, at least we tried if there is not.
I think I can probably, I just got my fax machine here, I think, working.
Okay.
Probably fax you the form here.
Perfect. Yeah, so...
Because I have to go... right now, I have to go somewhere and get some things.
Okay, no problem. Weekend. No problem. Let me get this email together and get it out to you.
The sooner, the better.
Right.
Monday, you know, have some friends and take care of all this stuff and be great.
Yeah, if you could get that information...
They're going to hit me over the weekend. They're going to hit me tomorrow 171 and then over the whole weekend again.
I know. That's rough. Mm-hmm. But if you can get the information back today, I guarantee some feedback for you by tomorrow, by end of business tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
I will shoot that email out to you in about 5 minutes, and then would you like me to follow up with you a little later on today, or are we just going to shoot everything back today?
Well, I'll be a little bit later today because about 15 minutes, I'm going with my manager. We have to go get some like I said, we got a whole bunch of things this weekend.
Gotcha.
We got stuck up our freezer with stuff for the buffets and stuff.
Okay. No problem.
Football and all this stuff that we're having.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, keep your eyes peeled. That'll be coming in about 5 minutes here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe, and we'll talk soon.